Hello, and welcome to Season 4 of the Gaming Backlog Book Club. We just wrapped up Season 3 about Stray and enjoyed the laid-back vibe and positivity in that world. We are now ready for Season 4. This, yet again, will be another quick bottle season where we play a game that is short enough to be completed in a week, and after that, we might get a little bit longer. So, coming up for Season 4, we will be playing through Katana Zero. Katana Zero was released in 2019, developed by ASCIISoft, and published by Devolver Digital, who has a fantastic library of crazy, wacky, and diverse indie games across a bunch of genres. I personally can highly recommend most games that they do publish. I've played a bit of Enter the Gungeon, all of Death's Door, played Fall Guys when it released and was free on PS Plus. My friend Pedro is a funny, slow-mo, weird platformer action game, Heave Ho, and my favorite of all of the ones that I've played is Ape Out, which was basically like Hotline Miami, but you play as a gorilla, and it has an amazing jazz soundtrack that adapts to you as you play. Other Devolver Digital games on my backlog are The Talos Principle, The Plucky Squire, Gunbrella, Cult of the Lamb, Trek to Yomi, Inscription, Gato Roboto, Boomerang X, Carry On, Gris, The Messenger, Titan Souls, Hotline Miami, and I can't wait to play Baby Steps, which is by the Ape Out developer. So obviously there's plenty to chew at here. Katana Zero is a side-scrolling action game set in a neo-noir city. Movies like Sin City and John Wick were used as inspiration for many of the details, as mentioned by the developers. And the setup of the story is that you play as Subject Zero, an amnesiac assassin with a katana, who has to remember his past by taking on assassination contracts. It's a very simple premise, and it has an actual story with dialogue trees in between the levels, so we'll just have to see what Zero uncovers. Alex, you've played some Devolver Digital, or...?
I've played, for Devolver Digital-wise, I played Fall Guys when that came out. I've been playing it for a little bit. I haven't played it in a little while, but was playing it for a while. But most of their other games I've heard of, and I either own or want to own, or I haven't got to them yet. Like you said, Cult of the Lamb, I own. Carry On is another one I have. And those are two that I'm definitely really excited to, that are on my backlog and that I really want to get to in the future. I know they publish some really, really good games, really unique games.
It has a deep well of items on our backlog, so.
Yeah.
At least we'll scratch one off here.
Yes, we will.
Outside of that brief synopsis, what do you know about the game going in, if anything?
So, I do not know much about Katana Zero.
All right. I can give you the rundown.
I'll say, though, I agreed to this game. This is one of your main picks for this podcast of the book club. And I agreed to it because it's not something that I would usually play. I'm not a big like side-scrolling genre type player. But the point of this podcast is one of the points of this podcast that I wanted for us to do was to also get out of our comfort zones and try different games. And that's what this is for me, is me getting out of my comfort zone and trying something new and completely different. So, yeah, I don't know too much about it. As I said, I know it's a side-scroller. Really quick hack and slash, but I'm excited to try. I'm excited to play it and get through it.
Wonderful. That is absolutely part of why we're doing this in the first place. And indie games are definitely one of the better sources of 2D platformers or 2D action games or anything in between, especially in the last 10, 15 years. Obviously, most of the major developers created these when games really hit it big. And, you know, the indie genre has taken over for the most part. So to give you a bit more of what I know, and I still don't know a whole lot, I watched some trailers leading up to it because the art style looked really cool. And I'm a sucker for any game with a katana in it, especially after Ghost of Tsushima. But basically, I know that you can stop bullets with your katana and slow down time, Matrix style. And supposedly you die in one hit, so you really need to learn the best way to approach any given situation so you can stay alive. That might make things tough, but a trial and error until we figure it out. I am also aware that a DLC had been announced many years ago and supposedly was to be released for free, but it hasn't come out yet, and fans of the game are holding their breath waiting for it to arrive so they can get more time in one of their favorite worlds. much like those, like me, eagerly awaiting Hollow Knight Silksong. I also know it has an awesome soundtrack. I really enjoy it. I've listened to it on Spotify a bit. It seems to be a cross of some funky electronic music and more traditional cyberpunk sounds. Even if you don't play this game with us, I highly, highly recommend listening to the soundtrack at some point because it really is that good all on its own. Is your curiosity piqued now, Alex?
Yes, I will say, yes, I'll say my curiosity is definitely piqued more now. I did watch a trailer for it. I did think the trailer looked really quite interesting, quite cool. Definitely, as I said, different to anything I usually ever play. But I'm excited to give it a try. Try something new out of my comfort zone and get into this world of Katana Zero. I mean, as you said, anything with a katana is amazing, especially after Ghost of Tsushima. So yeah, definitely excited to give this.
Cool. On my end, I think one of the reasons I've been watching this, I wanted to play it years ago back when it released. I think that makes me want to bring it up now after doing something so relaxed like Stray. I got the itch for something more intense and fast-paced, but not quite ready to commit to a bunch of weeks of the same game yet. So Katana Zero seems like a perfect match. I'm going to be playing this on my Nintendo Switch, and I've had it installed there for years, actually. Just never got to it before, but always wanting to. I can also tell you that as long as it's an option, I will 100% be playing this using a Switch Pro controller, specifically to use the D-pad. Typically, unless it's a requirement to use a joystick in a 2D side-scroller or platformer, I always use a D-pad. I also have one of those hoary left Joy-Con specifically for the D-pad, as well as a Satisfy grip to make the Switch more comfortable to play with my big hands. But this one is short enough, I'll probably just use a Pro controller in front of a TV. Where are you going to be playing it?
I will be playing this on the Switch, actually on my Switch 2. I actually just bought it the other day. I've had it like on a wish list for a while. And then when we decided like some of the games we wanted to go through and getting up to this, I purchased it, obviously, since this is our pick. And yeah, so I'll be playing it on the Switch 2, probably the same as you. Not with a Switch 2 Pro controller, but just with a regular Pro controller. I have not.
Yeah, fortunately, got around it to does plug into the Switch 2. There's not much reason unless you need to use the chat feature. So just use your Switch 1 Pro controller.
I'll just use the Switch 1 Pro controller. So that's how I'll be playing it.
Perfect. Katana Zero is supposedly fairly short and can be completed in about 4 to 6 hours. So this should be another good weekend or couple day playthrough. Give you some time for other activities or other games before we chat about it next episode. If this fast paced palate cleanser sounds like a good time to you, then please join us in our playthrough of Katana Zero this week. And we'll catch you next time for our post play chat.
Thank you everyone for listening. If you want to follow along and discuss our playthrough of any games on the Gaming Backlog Book Club podcast, please give us a follow on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, or Pocket Casts, as well as our Discord and Instagram under the same name. Thanks.